T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Andrew, you there?
Yes.
Hey, I was going to do the second date update, but I just need to check my schedule, so I'll get back to you on that, okay? Sound good?
No.
All right. If you're just joining us, Andrew is on the phone for a second date update. He actually met a girl that he used to know in college for coffee. I guess after college, he went away for a while, came back, and thought she was cute and hit her up to see if she wanted to get coffee. It wasn't posed as a date, though. It was just like two friends catching up. They had coffee, and at the end of it, kind of asked her out again, and she said, let me check my schedule. Mm-hmm. And he's texted her a few times, but nothing in return. So he's wondering why she's not getting back
to
him at all.
She must have a huge schedule.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, I'm going to call her. Are you ready?
All right, let's see what happens. Yep.
I do want to know, though, Andrew, because I forgot to ask you, did she give you any indication that she may have romantic feelings for you, or is this a total shot in the dark?
I don't know if she was giving me any signals or not. I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, I was kind of mesmerized.
Well, that's definitely a signal. Yeah. Beautiful means that she must like you.
I know, but like, it was hard for me to like read her.
Okay. You guys are friends.
All right. Well, I'm gonna call her right now and see if we can figure it out. Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. May I speak to Madison?
This is.
Madison, hi, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Do you know what Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is?
Yes, why are you calling me?
just checking in, you know, saying hi. We do that often.
Just
call random phone numbers and say hi.
You do? I didn't know you.
Absolutely not. We don't do that.
That'd be awesome if we did, though.
Calling you today, Madison, because somebody emailed us about you.
What? Really?
Yeah. We do a segment on the show called The Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that?
Will you remind me what that is?
Yeah, it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you don't call them back, that person can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from a dude named Andrew.
Huh.
Yeah, Andrew, an old buddy from college.
Andrew.
You guys met up for coffee.
Yeah, which doesn't even really qualify as a date because you were, I mean, it was a friend's coffee thing.
Yes, yeah. It was coffee.
Right. He did tell us, though, that he asked you out at the end of that and he was asking you on a date. He's not sure if you knew that or not, but you haven't texted him or called him back. So he's wondering if he did something wrong.
Oh, the whole thing is just kind of awkward and it's a little bit embarrassing even just thinking about it.
Embarrassing? How so?
All right. I'm just going to start at the beginning.
Okay.
So I got this text from a number I did not recognize, and it said, hey, this is Andrew from business school. You want to go get coffee? And my brain went, Andrew, because this Andrew was very, very good looking.
Oh.
And the kind of good-looking guy with, like, all these tattoos and just, like, the beautiful hair and the big blue eyes. Yeah, that Andrew.
So you actually had a crush on Andrew.
Oh, Andrew was, yes.
Okay, so if Andrew is so cute and you had a crush on him, why aren't you calling him back?
This is where it gets very embarrassing. So I said, of course.
Yeah.
So I go to the coffee shop. I am there on time. I'm at the right one. At least I think I am because I walk in. I don't see Andrew anywhere. So I'm checking my text messages to make sure that we just got the right place and the right time and I'm there.
Oh my God. Are you nervous?
Of course. I don't know. I haven't seen him in like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around the coffee shop and I just don't see him anywhere. Okay. Had this specific person in my brain that I'm looking for. And then all of a sudden, I kid you not, I see somebody by the window waving at me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh God, that is an Andrew that I know from business school, but it's not the right Andrew.
Oh,
it wasn't the right Andrew.
Oh.
Does he look different or is he not just not the same person?
oh, he is not the same person, like not the same Andrew that is in my brain that I am thinking I am going to meet.
So you were thinking you were meeting a different Andrew that you knew from business school.
Yes.
You knew two Andrews from business school?
It's a pretty common name. I just didn't really think about it. I just went to the Andrew that I had the crush on, you know?
So to put it bluntly, you're disappointed that it was this Andrew that hit you up and not the other Andrew.
Yes. I mean, that's so mean to say. But this other Andrew, I mean, I don't know. I just barely really even knew him. We had a couple classes together, but we didn't really talk.
Oh. Were you able to get past that? Were you able to, like, sit down and...
I mean, I was in shock. Like, oh, this is not the right answer.
Yeah.
So how do I go from here?
Yeah.
So basically, you just put a smile on your face, which I had to. And then you just sit and you say hello. And the thing is, he's so nice. It wasn't even like I was killing for conversation. It was more like I was just disappointed. And just the worst part was I just knew he was interested in me. And I just knew that it wasn't going to be returned.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just not the Andrew for you.
Yeah, he's average Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being honest, Madison. I appreciate it. Also, I have to let you know that the average Andrew is actually on the other line listening right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not the cool Andrew. The other one, he's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, God.
So, I guess I wasn't the right Andrew then?
So it sounds like.
Poor Andrew.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't even know what to say right now.
I mean, you were pretty disappointed then, yeah?
Oh, God. Andrew, don't concentrate on that.
No. No, you were so nice. It was, you know, it was just different. It was just different.
Mm. But less than, you know.
Like I said, it was just different. I mean, you remember. You know that Andrew, right? From college. I mean, you remember him.
Remember that other Andrew, Andrew?
I mean, who could forget him?
Do you remember the other Andrew?
I remember him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, remember, like, just sexy and had tattoos. Did you have any classes with him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you would know. You would know if you had classes with this Andrew, Andrew. Trust me. You would know.
Okay, yeah, I mean, probably. I probably had classes with the other Andrew, yeah.
Are you still in contact with him? Like, are you guys friends? You have his number?
What?
I don't know. I'm just
Do I taking... have his number?
I don't know. You had classes with him, so maybe
are you...
Hey, Madison, what about this? You want to go on a date with this Andrew, and then maybe you guys can talk about it in person over dinner and find out if he has the other Andrew's number? We'll pay for it. We'll pay for a date.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. I mean, only, you know, maybe we can even get the other Andrew together and we can, like, get some other people from our class and, like, have a big, like, reunion and all hang out together.
That's not a date, Madison.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want us all to be together. We haven't all been together in a long time.
No.
It would be fun.
What? We never hung out as a group together. That would never work.
Hey, you never know now. Maybe it would work out.
Oh, my God, you...
What is the impetus for this, Madison? It's like, all you want is the other Andrew. So, like, c'est la vie, sorry it wasn't him.
Oh. Okay?
No. Andrew, you were so nice. It was a nice coffee date. And it was,
nice.
It was...
Yeah. No one wants to be called nice, dude.
You're so sweet, and you're so, you know... I just pictured Andrew 1, but you were Andrew 2. So I just, like, pictured Andrew 1 and not 2.
Second in line.
So
you get it? I don't know.
Okay, Madison, but the question is, will you go out on a date with this Andrew? Andrew 2.
I mean, I don't know, man. This is kind of ruined for me now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're thinking about that other Andrew. You want to go out with him too now, huh?
I mean, I don't know. She literally just called me Andrew 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she'd definitely be thinking of the other Andrew anytime you guys were together.
Sorry, Andrew. At least you know why she wasn't calling you back now.
Yeah,
you no problem. And if anybody out there knows the real Andrew,
yeah,
tell him to call us.
Andrew 1.
So can I leave my number with one of you guys? So
what?
In case somebody does know where Andrew 1 is?
Yeah, sure. Leave your number with our producers. And
if it's
the Andrew that has the tattoos and is sexy is listening, you can call in.
You know, with the hair and the tattoos. I'm here, Andrew 1. Just call me.
Okay, Andrew 1, if you're out there, hit us up.
Oh my God, he must be hot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.